Hello, GWA people. This is Cynical Pumpkin. And I've got a new microphone. I got it on Prime Day on Amazon when it was reduced like 60 or 70%. And it was a great deal, so I got it. And I saved like 60 euros on it. Anyway, hello. This is my new microphone, and this is kind of a mic test, just to see how it sounds and how it operates, and just to try it out and marvel about how great it is. I'm really excited about technology right now. Anyway, I've been thinking some time about what I want this to be. Excuse me. I've been thinking some time about what I want this to be, and after some time I decided what could interest all you sexy and cute people might be my experience with my local queer and kink scene. Not sure how interesting that is, but I feel like it is. I certainly feel like I should share my experiences and my thoughts, because why not? I feel like a lot of people here are queer, and also a lot of people are kinky, and a lot of people are both, so why not? First things first, I live in Berlin. Not the one that exists somewhere in the USA, because I know it does. I think it's in Ohio or Indiana or somewhere. But in the actual Berlin, capital of Germany, Berlin. And I don't even really live in there. I just live close to there. And it's easier to say that I'm from Berlin than I'm from this obscure. It's easier to say I am from Berlin than I'm from this obscure little town about an hour east from Berlin, you know. And Berlin is where the party goes, usually. And so far I've been to yeah, to about two kinky happenings and a few queer happenings, sometimes at the same time. And yeah, I feel like this is something worth talking about. I always tell my friends Berlin is probably the best place in the whole world to be queer, or in general to be a sexually liberated young person, because Berlin itself is very sexually liberated, and there are lots of opportunities for people to get off in groups or by themselves or yeah, with other people. And I've been kind of dipping my feet in there. And as I think it's like that everywhere, the kinky and the queer scene are pretty intertwined, and that has, like everything does in life, it has good sides and bad sides. The good sides being that the people you meet at one event might take you to the other, and you might make friends easier that way. And something that's not so good is that the queer scene is partly very, very sexualized still. And I feel like that makes it kind of difficult for young people under 18 to really get into it. I mean, I know there are like offers for young people under 18 who are queer, and That's honestly pretty cool, but that's n something I haven't been into before. I've been into the kinky and queer stuff, which is kind of sad. I feel like that should be changed, but that's not the topic here today. Where do I start? I'm gonna start at my very first queer sex party that I was at about 4 months ago, or 3 months ago, I think it was. It was in April. And it was my very first sex party at all. Actually, the people who organized it made an OkCupid profile for said sex party to advertise it. And I saw on my OkCupid profile where they claimed that they were a 20-year-old female that they clicked on my profile. And because I'm gay as hell, I thought I should check that out. And yeah. It was a very small party. We were 20 people at max. And it was very inclusive. There was a good amount of trans and non-binary individuals, and that was pretty good. What I found odd though is that it seemed kind of clicky. I'm not sure if that's the case elsewhere. Like, clicky sex parties where people just seem to know each other, and at the first chance they get, they just kind of run off with each other into the playroom or any other direction. That was kind of off-putting because I didn't really know where to go. I met a nice lady there. I met a very nice lady, and we were very nice to each other. So that was good. And basically, because it was my first sex party, I also decided to kind of stay clear of the playroom and just enjoy the vanilla stuff for some time. That was good too. And yeah. I mean, all my experiences were always really good. Honestly, I feel like the scene is pretty great. I mean, I heard of a few people who are more into it that it can be really, really nasty, but everyone has black sheep, I think. Black sheep are everywhere, is what I meant to say, and English is hard sometimes. But yeah. The second one I went to was explicitly said to be a play party. To be an all gender, all sexualities play party. And it was on a Thursday night because I had an impulse and I'm really bad at impulse control. I decided to go. And to be honest, it was pretty good. Although there were only like three people, including me. There was, When I came in, there was this naked guy sitting at the bar, and there was the bartender. And because it was my first time at said club, the bartender kind of showed me around and explained everything to me. And yeah, then I just went down into the restrooms to change and deposited all of my stuff at the bar. And then I sat down and had a drink. And what was really nice about that club was they had like a room where they would play porn from kink.com, which is one hand really quality stuff. And on the other hand, it kind of gives you a bit of something to do to pass the downtime without leaving all your money at the bar. When you're a poor student like me. So, I sat down there and they were playing very nice lesbian porn. And then this other guy came in and sat down with me and we had a chat. And found out that we were kind of into the same stuff. And then we kind of set up a little scene, had some fun. That was pretty good. Although, what I only found out about him afterwards when we sat down and were cuddling and had a little bit of a chat is that he has a daughter who's only 2 years younger than me, and he is about as old as my parents. And I don't know, I always thought my age barrier to be kind of lower than that. But I guess it's a thing that King kind of does, that it kind of blurs the lines a bit. Sorry. And blurs the boundaries a bit. I mean, I had a very good time with him. It's both intimidating and calming to play with experienced subs, in my opinion, if you're as foolish and as much of a newbie as me. It usually just kind of depends on how they are as a person. I mean, I used to play with a guy who was a pretty bratty. And because I am not a loud person in general, it took me a bit to get used to that, and it took me a bit to play with it, to play it out with him, so to speak. But he was very calm, and he knew what he wanted, and he was really sure that I could give it to him, so to say, and that was reassuring, very reassuring. Now, about other queer experiences I've had. I've been going to a youth group for queer women for some time now. And I think about the best experience I had was when someone, for the first time, like it was no big deal, asked me for my pronouns. And I feel very, very at home simply because I've been giving a choice, you know? I've been thinking about, non-binary gender identities and everything a lot. And yeah, the pure fact of having a choice in that matter, and that choice being recognized and being respected is amazing. It was really good. The queer youth group is just really cool. It's just a really fun thing to do. I like to go there. Yeah. And another thing that happened was that it was Pride, actually yesterday in Berlin. Yesterday was the Pride parade, and I got a hideous, hideous sunburn. Use sunscreen, kids. Listen to whoever is telling you to use sunscreen. But yeah, the parade was great for the most part, but there was once again this component that the queer scene is very sexualized, I feel. I mean, there were people like in their BDSM gear, and there was a group of pet players and adult babies too, but I don't really feel too weird about them, personally. Who I feel weird about are the people who just kind of show up naked, because I feel like there is no need to really demonstrate your genitals. I mean, you can show up in like a whole leather uniform if you'd like, and in a harness and just a thong or whatever, but why must there always be penises up in my face, you know? It's oddly enough, never really people who have vaginas to do that. There were girls who were topless. People with breasts who were topless. And that was okay. I'm okay with topless people in general. But I feel like showing genitals is, I don't know. It's just not appropriate. Now you could argue with me that maybe I should be the one thinking whether I'm not sexualizing their genitals or something, but I would be like, I don't care, I have a mental barrier there. Yeah. That was it until now. In conclusion, it's all a bit intertwined. It's always intertwined. Stay, no. I feel like I can kind of understand how exhibitionism can get someone off, but I feel like you also kind of have to accept that it's not for everyone. Not even in that sex club I played with this older guy, some other guy came in like in the middle of our scene, and he was just looking around, and then he started watching us, and I probably shot him some kind of death glare because he, as soon as we had eye contact, he just turned and walked out. I didn't like that. I've also heard that it's just kind of a no-go. Not officially and not in all places, but it's kind of not commonly accepted to just go and watch a scene that is happening. Which I can now understand why. And what else is there? Oh my. What else is there? It's summer and it's really hot. I'm sweating, even though it's about 10 p.m. here. But I also cannot really open the window because when I open the window, you will all hear all the ridiculous noises that the people outside make, and I don't want that. I feel like I'm just gonna stop here. It's been wonderful. I love this microphone. I get great joy from looking at Audacity and how it records right now. And I hope that editing this whole thing will be just as much of a joy. And I hope that you also enjoyed listening. And that this is a way of killing about 20 minutes of your time that you don't regret choosing. I mean, you could have done something else in this time. You could have done some dishes or listened to someone else rambling more coherently, but I hope you're okay with the life decision you made here today, right now. Have a good day and a good night wherever you are.